Welcome back to The Comixologist, day three in Austin, Texas, coming to you, not live, from South by Southwest. It's your co-host, Slim and Kazam.
What a day.
What a life.
What a life we lead. We're in your suite again, our podcasting suite. We just had our final day at South by Southwest. How are you feeling right now? What's your thought process right now? Final day.
Final day. It was an awesome time. I might skip my flight so I could stay in the warm weather.
Wow. Spoilers. Flight skip spoilers. We had a huge day. This is the Comixology podcast where we talk about books that you should read.
Comics that we like that you might also like, because we just believe that there is a comic for everyone and we want to help you find it.
We do. The panel was today. We'll get into that in a little bit. We had the Comixology Recommends panel that you and I were on.
Yeah.
With David, John, and Chip from Comixology.
But we'll get into that later.
Yeah, that's later. That's, we'll get to it.
Let's talk about what we did today.
Yes.
Midday.
What did we do?
Oculus.
Not the horror movie. The Oculus Rift.
Oculus.
We walked the streets of Austin once more, basking in the sun. Sorry, everyone in New York, which will be us tomorrow.
I might have a slight sunburn. No big deal.
No biggie. And we visited the Oculus office, Oculus Rift. It's the VR headset. You're transported into a new world.
You put it on and you're in a totally new place. And the demonstration we got to experience today blew my mind.
I took video of you, which we'll link to in the show notes.
Wait, really?
I'm not sure if you saw that one, maybe.
Oh, no, I did not.
But it's on Instagram. People loved it. They love you. Actually, you were kind of making that noise in the video. I think it was the part where the dinosaur is like breathing on your face and you're like,
I wanted to run away, but if I ran away, I was going to hit a wall, because in the experience, a Tyrannosaurus Rex was bearing down on me, and I'm standing in the middle of this hallway, rooted in fear if this was a movie that I was in, but in reality rooted because I wanted to run and hide, but I could not, because I knew...
You're connected to an apparatus.
I knew that I was only seeing things, and that if I ran, I would hit either the wall or the very nice technician who was helping me through the experience.
Yeah, there was a few times where I did the Samsung Gear VR experience where they plug in a phone to the headset. And
which is incredible.
Amazing.
I mean, the things that you can do with your phone these days is just incredible.
Why do we even leave this hotel or our homes? What's the point? There's no point.
What is the point?
What's the point of it all, really?
We're just creating the Matrix right now.
Yeah, we lived in it. There was different scenarios in this Oculus Rift where we put on the headset, and then you're taken into a world where now you're on the top of a building.
You're like Batman.
You are essentially Batman, and you're looking down. You can look all over the place through the city. Amazing.
I did like a Batman crouch on the edge of the roof.
I actually got that on video.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's pretty intense.
So I looked around. I was like, this is my city. And then it skipped to like the next scenario, and I was like, no, I am the knight.
Then there was the really cool, the final one was you're essentially plans stranded into, that would have been the episode title if we did that this episode, plans stranded into a world where there's soldiers in the not too distant future fighting a huge mech in a city.
It was like being in that final battle at the end of the Avengers, spoilers. It was like that. I was looking around expecting...
You said spoilers at the end of the sentence. That just cracked me up. We usually do that, but for just whatever reason, that time you did it was just most obviously worthless. My spoilers term.
My timing was clutch.
It was clutch.
I kept expecting to see RDJ pop out of somewhere. I was just dodging bullets like Neo, NBD. It's great.
Took me a few minutes there.
I know it's your birthday, but you're not that old yet.
53 today, 53 years young. You wheeled me into your hotel room to record. The Oculus VR is amazing. I can't wait. It's going to be so awesome when consumers can buy it. I mean, you just were right in front of a dinosaur. I felt like I could feel his breath on me.
I thought it was going to bite me.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping it would.
Wow.
Just to get you out of here.
Really?
Final.
Thanks.
But that one was really cool. There was a moment where you're standing in front of a mirror, but it wasn't you reflecting back, and you could twist your head, and the character in the mirror would go identically to you.
It was like being Harry Potter in his invisibility cloak.
Wow.
You knew that you were there, and you were moving around. You looked in the mirror, and all of a sudden, there was a mask looking back at you. It was so weird and so awesome.
Yeah. Can I just take a minute briefly?
Yes.
Yesterday, we recorded after dinner. There was an after dinner vibe to it. We all knew it. Today, K-Zam, big moment for you. 5-hour energy. Your first 5 hours was a big moment for me, too. I just was so proud.
Because you've been peer pressuring me for like a week to try it.
And it's fantastic. There's such a good vibe right now. So the vibes.
Why? Because
through the
I
room.
Keep singing.
Yeah. That'll be the Easter egg after the show.
Spoilers. You
unprompted sang a song into the microphone, and of course
I
was recording, not telling you.
We were testing the volume. It was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't sue us, Nicki Minaj.
Another great episode title. So back to the con. We went after the Oculus visit. We had some work to do. We went to the con, and then we had our panel, which was the Comixology Recommends panel.
Mm-hmm.
Can you walk us through that panel a little bit, K-Zam?
So you and myself and our fearless leader, David Steinberger,
mm-hmm.
and our fearless co-founder and head of Comixology Summit, John Roberts.
FYI, the bundle is still live until Monday night.
$2.99.
Yeah.
And our fearless VP of PR and marketing, Chip Mosher.
Mosh Daddy. Or the Chipster, whichever you prefer.
And so all of us were there to recommend comics to audience members who either were currently reading comics and wanted something new to read, or were not reading comics and didn't really know where to start. And it was so exciting for me because, A, I've never been on a panel before, and it was a lot of fun.
And have you ever been on live television before? Because this was broadcast live with our friends on Twitch, on Xboxes across the world,
internet. No, I don't think live. I was probably recorded in one of the High School Musicals I was in to play on like the local television, but never to the internet.
Right.
Right.
Yet.
And I really enjoyed it because easily over half of the people who came up asking for recommendations were women, and a lot of them were around my age. And so the like cultural things that they were talking about that we could use to recommend books for them, like, were things that I very heavily identified with, and sometimes to like a really freaky degree. Like, this one girl came up and she said that she loved The Flash from Justice League and Justice League Unlimited, the animated series. And I like freaked out. I was like, oh,
let me help you
because like Wally West, animated Wally West, was like my actual high school crush. Like, some people have crushes on like real life celebrities, and I had crushes on animated superheroes. Sure. I had a quality adolescence, let me tell you. So I was like, I know exactly what to tell you. You read the Wally West comics that started in the late 80s, mm-hmm. when the first Flash from that continuity, Barry Allen, like died, and then his nephew/protege, Kid Flash, aka Wally West, took up the mantle of the Flash. And so I said, start there. And I also really like the Justice League Unlimited comics that were coming out around the time of the show. So things like that. And this other girl really liked Teen Titans, which was like you've seen me obsessed over things. You have never seen me obsessed the way I was obsessed with the Teen Titans television show. That was like next level obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Have
you ever written fanfic for Justice League Unlimited or Teen Titans?
No, but I've read so much. Actually, no, I did write some fanfic because for a while I was like really into the like forums and like character shrines, mm-hmm. part of the internet for Teen Titans, because this was like LiveJournal and MySpace were around. Tumblr was definitely not a thing. So like these more niche forums were where you found stuff that you were interested in. And I hung out on the Robin and Starfire like shrine or whatever, like every day after school. I would just like go online and my mom would be like, do you have real friends you can talk to about this? And I was like, Mom, it's okay.
She pats your back slowly as she says that.
And like I got really heavily into this one thread where it was like writing what like ficlets, like little paragraph long scripts of what would happen if Teen Titans was actually like a reality show and there were like camera people and producers hanging around in the background. So like what they were doing.
Holy cow.
I created the character Stan the cameraman, Stan was hilarious. And he really liked the band Puffy AmiYumi of J-pop fame.
I'm next level blown away right now.
When I tell you this is next level, I am not kidding. I made like a little like pixel doll version of him so everyone could see what he looked like. It was amazing. I think I drew him into a comic for school.
I don't even know
once.
What to say. I don't know what to say anymore.
Nerd. You say nerd.
No, there's a level beyond that. I don't know what level is past that.
Yeah, this is what I don't understand.
I'm impressed.
When some guys are like, oh, like, girls don't like the stuff the way I like the stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, because we like it way more and way
harder.
Creepier. Way creepier.
What was cool about the panel, not to get us back on track, 5 minutes ago we were talking about the panel. Maybe people remember that. But 90% of the people that came up to the microphone looking for help finding a comic book were women. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And I guess that it helps because we did the panel. We thought it was a great idea, and we're hoping a bunch of people would be interested in finding things to read. And they were. There was a ton of people that came up. I took notes. Shane, our Tumblr door, social media empire master. I don't know what he.
You know what I liked? I liked the girl who came up, and she said that she was interested in LGBTQ comics. But she was asexual and didn't want to really, she wasn't interested in the content that would have been overly sexual, which is completely understandable. And so that was an interesting challenge for me to try to think of what books to recommend her. So I was saying like Kevin Keller from Archie or Lumberjanes from Boom would be another good choice. So things like that. I really liked that question.
Yeah, the notes that I wrote up, I think Shane will post to our Tumblr, which we'll have linked to in the show notes tonight. So hopefully he can get that post up because it took me forever to link to all those books that we talked about.
You did a great job.
Thank you very much. It took like 2 hours, but it's in the past now.
Do you know, we had a recurring book that we kept recommending to people.
Planetary?
Oh, yeah. Which we should talk about here so that everyone who's listening can know about it, too.
Yeah, Planetary, I think, came up as an answer for a lot, which we've talked about in the show a ton, but it's one of my all-time favorite books. It's like X-Files meets Indiana Jones.
I would describe it more as one of the greatest things ever written. I mean,
doesn't discount what I just said. What I said is still true. You're enhancing it.
You know, it's one of the, and I said this on the panel also, so if you were watching us live, I apologize for the repetition, but it really is one of the most satisfying reads, comics or otherwise, I've ever read, because every issue built upon the last issue to make the plot deeper and more exciting and more complex, but never in a confusing way. And when the series, it was what, like 27 issues or something like that? So it's not a super long run, but it's long enough where you really get a sense of the world that they were building.
And when it came out, it actually was super long because it wasn't a monthly book, really.
It was like once every 6 months or something.
Yeah, the last few issues, I think, came out over the course of like 2 years.
Yeah, but worth it because when you sit down and read the whole thing, when you get to the end, you're like, ah, yes.
You feel great about yourself, life.
Yeah.
You go to the cabinet, the cupboard, you get another 5 hours for yourself. And you're flying high, K-Zam. What were some of your other favorite moments from the panel?
Mm.
We got a lot of questions. I answered one. The first one we got was someone asked, I like Saga. I like Neil Gaiman's 1492.
But not Sandman.
But not Sandman, which was interesting.
That
because
was very interesting.
I've read Sandman as well, and it didn't really connect for me mm-hmm. as much. But I loved Saga the Swamp Thing. So that's what that was my recommendation.
Yeah. And you recommended that a few times.
Of course. It's my top two book of all time.
I have a favorite moment. My favorite moment is when you were recommending Saga of the Swamp Thing, and then you like leaned in close to the mic and you told your wife that you loved her because
I did.
She recommended it to you in the first place or something.
Yeah, she doesn't like comics. She didn't like comics very much, so all my picks kind of floundered for her, but she stumbled upon Saga of the Swamp Thing. I can't remember if I recommended it to her or not. But she loved it and finished it before I did. Mm-hmm. So then I went back and finished it, and it made it into my top two books of all time.
Wow.
She calls him Swampy.
Oh.
For short.
Aww.
I need everyone to read Saga Swamp Thing. You need to experience it.
Experience it.
It's timeless.
And then write into us, letters@comixology.com, to let us know what you think about it.
Yeah, there was a really great panel. Folks that were there got the limited edition poster of us on South by Southwest, the Take Comics Further poster where you're rocking out and the guitar.
It's amazing.
I'm lead vocals, of course, even though you displayed your vocal talents earlier. But they also got free t-shirts, and it was really cool because some folks were coming up to us as we were talking about the panel afterward and were talking about how they loved the show and they listened to it. So it was really awesome, I thought. And they loved the short episodes. They loved the short time frame.
Let us know what you think. letters@comixology.com.
We're running out of tape, K-Zam. We have to move on
to the submit bundle.
The Comixology submit bundle lasts for another 24 hours, thereabouts. So another book that I wanted to talk about super briefly, because we covered a lot of them, was Animals.
Yeah, I read that too. The first issue's in the bundle, right?
Yeah. One of my favorite books in the bundle. You want to picture a world where animals are raising humans for food. And these chickens are kind of struggling monetarily, this family of chickens that work at the slaughterhouse, or one of them does. And one of the characters is like stressed out because they can't afford the house, their electric bill, the repairs need to be done.
Right,
and
they're like shadily ignoring the electric, like the safety mm-hmm. inspector or something, because all of their electric is definitely not to code, because they just have extension cords piled on extension cords, right. Piled on extension cords.
Yeah, the Claire Connolly does the art, and it's written by Eric Grissom. Claire Connolly is one of my favorite artists. Her Tumblr is amazing. She has her own style, but it is reminiscent in the kind of, I want to call it like dirty art style, but I love it. It reminds me of Jeff Lemire's art.
Mm-hmm.
And she does fantastic work. Her Instagram is amazing. So anything she does, I'm going to buy in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I felt this book was unsettling, like in a cool way, because you're like into the story and you're like, okay, yeah, chickens that walk and talk like people. And then boom, next panel, they're eating human fingers out of like a fast food container. I'm like, oh, ooh.
I'm sure that noise in people's headphones was unsettling as much as the fingers were.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, love the submit bundle, so get it before it ends. And
Golden Age is in there too. That's next on my list to read. I'll probably read that on the flight tomorrow. Yeah, I think like two or three people have told me to read that by now, so that is definitely next on my list.
And now it's time for us to go back to New York. That's it.
Can we take the warm weather with us?
No,
we Austin, can't. Can we steal your warm weather?
It's going to be like 35 or 40 when
Don't
we get back to the city.
That. Why would you say that?
But we had a lot of fun in Austin. Thank you to Austin for hosting us.
Wait, we forgot to talk about your birthday.
Oh, it is my birthday.
Today is Slim's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we celebrated by surprising him with a Spider-Man cake at the booth.
Yeah, it was amazing.
At South by Southwest. I'm wearing one of the Spider-Man plastic rings that was part of the cake. You got a fantastic light up belt buckle.
Yeah, it's in my hotel. I had to put it on before we go out tonight to celebrate. And the most hilarious part was they had 32 candles. Spoilers, I'm 32. I'm not actually 53, whatever age I said. But they put the they lit up the candles and they wouldn't go out. So there was like a puff of smoke above our booth that looked like was coming.
We were going to burn down the convention center.
But it was only for like 2 seconds.
And then we started like putting the candles out in a water bottle. And then someone put a candle in the wrong way. And I thought the bottle was going to like melt or explode or something.
It all came out well in the end.
You should just not give comic book nerds fire is what we've learned.
It's a recipe for disaster. Yeah. So that's it.
Yeah. But what a fantastic weekend. We've learned so much. We've read so many good things.
We've grown.
We've grown immensely. We've grown and changed as people.
We've done a lot of personal reflection in Austin, and we're all the better for it.
Yeah. I'll miss the bridge with the bats under it. It's cool. There's a bridge like right by our hotel, and there's signs all over it that say don't touch downed bats, because there's apparently just lots of bats all over Austin. And, you know, if you see a bat lying on the ground, don't touch it. Don't pick it up, because I'm sure some people have very good intentions and they're like, oh, look at this poor creature. Let me like nurse it back to health. Mm-hmm. No, don't do that. No. It could be sick and then it will get you and your family sick, or worse, you'll touch it and then the other bats will want nothing to do with it because they'll sense the human on it.
Yeah, they sense the human. All right, well,
on that note,
we have to wrap up.
So now we've recorded, so now we can go eat.
Okay, thank heavens. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, yeah, hope you all had a great weekend. And enjoy your comics.
Goodbye.
Bye. Are we testing?
Test. 1, 2, 1
The night is still young. The night is still young. The night is still young. And so are we.